Well, good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rosa. Welcome to another Transformation Tuesday. As always, I'm excited about just planting a seed within you today and nourishing you with words and a perspective that will hopefully cultivate that seed and help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Because as I always say, if you're up this early in the morning and you've decided to dial in and listen, something tells me you've already made that commitment to start living your life in full bloom. So I want to get started with today's topic, which is, are you working your passion or your pension? Early morning Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. Research shows that the majority of, believe it or not, heart attacks actually occur on Monday morning, and they correlate that to people just getting up, going to jobs that they don't particularly care to go to. And we want to talk about that today, talk about just how important it is for you to make that commitment within yourself to embark on living a passionate life, living your life for a passion, as opposed to getting up and just finding yourself repeatedly going to a place you're going to spend the majority of your time at, and it's particularly not a place you may care to go to. How do we do that? If you have this burning desire, or ever had a burning desire to embark and launch out on your own, this call is for you. In my book, Bloom, Seven Steps of Personal Transformation, I share a story about an old man on his deathbed. In fact, death is so near for this old man, if you look to see the imprint of death grip on his shoulder. And while this man is lying in the bed and everyone knows death is near, he receives visitor after visitor just telling him, giving him words of just praise, telling him, you've lived a great life, you should be so proud, you worked the same job for 40-plus years, you lived in the same house that you were able to pay off, you know, you sent the kids away to school, you had neighbors that adored you, and these same stories were coming in again and again from visitor after visitor. And this old man, who all of a sudden had a look of despair on his face, gathered just enough strength to raise himself slightly off the bed. And with the last words that left his mouth, he asked the question, but what if I had it all wrong? And that was it. Our goal in life should be to never, ever have to get to a point where in our final moments here on this beautiful earth that we have to mouth those words. What if we got it all wrong? In fact, there recently was a study done of individuals who were dying, had been given just a short time to live, and they were asked just what were some of their wishes or better yet regrets in life. And some of the things that these people shared were, I wish I'd taken action, dove in head first in life. I wish I hadn't played it safe. Or I wish I tuned the world out more. I wish I didn't wait to start it tomorrow. How many of us have had that whole, I'll do this tomorrow, I'll do this when, and I've talked about the mentality, when all the conditions are right to do it. Or I wish I'd taken more chances. Or I wish I'd kept going. Our goal, again, in life should be never to have a life of what ifs. What if I've gotten it all wrong? Or I wish. We want to make a commitment today to start living a life that's going to give us a sense of integrity. In psychology, we study and we talk about just what we call the psychosocial stages, because from the time we're born, even before birth, to the time we leave this earth, we are all still in a process of development. Development doesn't stop at puberty. Development doesn't stop once you've decided that you're done, maybe with your childbearing years or what have you. We're all in a state of development, and probably for most of you on the line today, we're in this stage of development that we call generativity versus stagnation, and that's roughly from your late 20s, early 30s into retirement age. And what that means, what that stage means, is that we're in a state right now in life, and many of you calling in can, I'm sure, relate to this, where we have this desire to feel like we're productive, we're generating things, we are making things happen. Because if we don't have a feeling that we're doing such, we're in a state of stagnation, like we're standing still, like, you know, life is grayscale, or we're stuck. And that's not a good state to be in, because a goal ultimately is to feel as though we are moving forward. We're generating, not stagnated, but generating. So for many, a sense of integrity in that last stage of life comes from the satisfaction of knowing that you went for it in life, that you went for it. And oftentimes what going for it may be, it can be anything from going for that relationship or going for that relocation and really embarking upon a different life. Or for many, it can be just going for that sense of I want to do my own thing in regards to my career. Research shows that 40% of all Americans have a desire to start their own business, have a desire to really launch out and live their passion, 40%. And if you look at just individuals in their 20s, that number is 68%. So 68% of individuals in their 20s have this desire to just launch out and do their own thing. So that entrepreneurial bug is just present in so many individuals out there. But what studies show is that very few of those, even with that desire, actually do it. And I want to talk about even, we're going to talk about just how to really put yourself in a state of mind to launch out and go for it and live your passion. But before I want to talk about that, one of the things that you have to ask yourself is, what's your main motivation? Because where it sounds all fine and dandy to want this desire to go out there and really embark upon a career and a passion that you love, you have to have the correct motivation for doing so. So ask yourself, what's the motivation for wanting to leave your job? Is it that you're unhappy in your life or job? Or is it that you're wanting more money? Maybe you want to move away from something, move away from a job that you're dissatisfied with. And the reason I ask all those questions is because you want to be careful that your motivation has nothing to do with wanting to run away from something. It should be this desire to want to embrace a life of passion, embrace a life of passion. Even the money situation, I know that's hard for a lot of us to swallow, but if your main desire is I want to leave this job because I want to embark upon a career that's going to provide me with more money. Now, it's nothing wrong with that being one of the goals, but it can't be the primary goal, because trust me, if passion is not involved in what you do, it's not going to be fulfilling. And I can say that from personal experience. More than once, I've gone out there and embarked upon new endeavors, maybe partnerships with individuals or endeavors that were strictly based on there's a lot of money to be made here. And I can tell you 100% of the time these were endeavors that did not, that I didn't see through. I didn't see through because the passion was not there. The passion was not there. And you find yourself, as many of you may find yourself today, again in a situation that's not fulfilling. And there's no quicker way to just a life of unfulfillment and a life that makes you feel like you're one step closer to death than being in a situation where you are just spending a great deal of your time and energy pouring it into something that you're not passionate about. So ask yourself, what is your motivation? It needs to be to move towards something that you know is going to make you feel fulfilled and passionate. And the money will come with that, but your primary motivation has to be your passion. Also, have you clearly defined what it is that you're passionate about and what you want to do? I've heard lots of people say that they don't know what their passion is. And that's okay, but I'm here to tell you, everyone has a passion. It's just time for you, if you have not already done it, to connect with it, to connect with that passion. So be clear about that. You don't want to feel scattered. Feel scattered. As the saying goes, we give life to the things that we focus on. So focusing on one or a couple of things that are related is best than just saying, you know, I have all these ideals and I'm going to walk away from this job and see which ideal sticks. So be very clear in what you're passionate about and what it is you want to pursue. And now that you're ready to pursue, you can relish and work toward what living your passion provides. Because the benefit, the joy, the fulfillment that comes from really embarking upon your passion and stepping away from just that same routine job that you have no passion for, that you're, you know, most of us are working and putting so much energy in working someone else's passion. That's what, if you're not an entrepreneur, you're working someone else's passion unless it's in an industry and a job that you truly love. But the benefit of being your own boss or going out there and embarking upon and connecting with your passion is that you'll be in control of your own life. You'll be in control of your own life. And what that means is that even, you know, anything from vacation time to start times to, you know, how your whole work structure will be set up, it's in your hands. And that's the exciting thing. That's the exciting thing. But I'll tell you, as someone who's been in business now for over a decade for herself, that it doesn't mean going into business that the work is easier. I put in more hours working for myself than I probably ever would have put in working for an employer. But again, it's amazing the vitality and energy that you get when you're working your passion. It's not work. It's not work. I tell people all the time that the real work for me is when I come home and do all that other type of housework that we all can relate to. But going to the office or getting out there and speaking with people or writing and just really connecting with my passion feels nothing like work at all. It feels nothing like that. You'll find that you'll be fulfilled because you're doing work that you love, that's meaningful to you. Another benefit of it is that you'll spare yourself from the what-if despair. Nobody wants to live a life that, when we do our life review at the end, it's all of these what-ifs, or I should have, or I could have, or I would have. You know, now is the time for you to say, okay, I could do this. I don't have to wait. We don't have to wait to when all the conditions are opportune. Now, what that means is that you don't necessarily have to walk away from your job now. You don't have to do that. I'll tell you this. While I was working on my graduate degrees and my doctoral degree, I worked a government job. I worked that job for 8 years after undergrad. And I had a lot of coworkers who would day in and day out, several times a day, just really gripe about how much they hated the job or all the changes that were going on, all the reorganization, the fear about if they would be laid off or if they'd be able to retire from this job. And more than one would often say, you know, this doesn't seem to faze you. Why aren't you upset about these changes that they're making? And my response, yeah, I didn't even have to say it, but my feeling, my even internal just perspective on this was the fact that I knew I wasn't going to be there forever. Now, that doesn't mean I wasn't grateful for the job. So those of you who are working jobs now that you know you really don't want to be there forever, you know, still have an attitude of gratitude because, you know, having that attitude of gratitude is a beneficial thing. But when you have a plan, when you have a vision to say, I know within a year, I know within 5 years that I'll be in this position if I keep taking these steps forward, it's so much easier to get up and go to a job that maybe you don't truly connect to or that you're not passionate about. Let your current job, I think I read something online recently that Steve Harvey said about let your current job finance your dreams. And that's what I allowed this job to do. I allowed it to finance this dream of getting a higher education so I could position myself to do the things that I wanted to do. And it's nothing wrong with that. Now, I also want to talk about, and this is the last part of the consideration, when you do decide that you're going to go out there and embark upon your passion. I spoke to a young lady last week on my radio program who recently launched a new agency, and we discussed this, but there are some considerations that you have to really realize is going to be a real likelihood you'll face. The first is, will you be able to face your fears and your potential failure? This is what keeps a lot of people from really launching out, is their fear of failure. What if it doesn't work out? What if I fail at it? I recently, last week, put a post up, I believe, on my social media sites talking about failure, because we have this ideal of failure all wrong. We need to stop viewing failure as something that we need to avoid, because failure is a prerequisite to success. Failure, believe it or not, I know this is contrary to what we've been taught, but failure lays the foundation out for success. There's been so many, as I mentioned before, endeavors or things that I've gone after that I failed at. But my attitude has always been, regardless of, oh, my God, how much money did I invest in that, or you know, that didn't work out the way that I wanted to work out, I never spent a great deal of time putting energy toward the fear of that failure or the fact that it didn't pan out the way I wanted it to pan out. Instead, I look and say, what did I learn from this? Because there's so much you can learn. That's what makes it the prerequisite to success. There's so much to be learned from failure that will position you to be successful. One of the things I learned is that I don't want to manage. In one of my endeavors, I was managing 10, 11 individuals, and I realized that I'm not management material. I don't prefer to manage individuals. I remember another endeavor that didn't work out quite well, but the skill set that I was able to develop and to gain from that experience really positioned me to be successful in other areas of my life that I eventually was very successful in. So stop with this fear of failure. You know, I'll tell you, get out there and start failing, because it's these failures that's going to actually be the building blocks to your success. Another consideration is, will you be able to deal with naysayers and the lack of support that you may get from others when you decide to pursue this? When I decided after 8 years to leave the job I had, the government position I had, there were so many people, even the people closest to me, who said, don't do it. You know, this is a good government job. We've heard that saying before. You only have 2 more years until you can receive a pension. You know, it'll be foolish to leave now. But there was an opportunity that came at that 8-year point that I did not want to let go of, because I knew it was going to be instrumental in my life. And I left to the dismay and horror of so many other people. But I've never looked back, because I decided then that I was going to live a life where I was going to live my passion and not my pension. Live your passion and not your pension. So you may not have the support of those closest to you. That's okay, because when you really plug into what it is you want to do, your supporting team will show up in your life. Those team members and the people that you'll be able to learn from and you'll be able to receive reassurance and support from, they inevitably show up in your life. They may not be the cast of supportive individuals that you may have envisioned it would be. It may not be those closest to you. It may not be family. Sometimes family and friends are the ones who are the biggest naysayers, because they fear for you. But again, there's no place for fear. There's no place for fear in your passion or in your dreams. So I want to kind of leave with two quotes that I stumbled across last week that I think goes hand in hand what we're talking about today. Harriet Tubman once said, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world." Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found in playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." There's no passion to be found in playing small or settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. And I want to just encourage all of you guys, you have the capability to make it happen. What I found over the years is the people who are the most successful in their careers or in their life, they're not necessarily any smarter than you are. They didn't necessarily have any more advantages than you did, but these were the individuals who decided they were not going to live a life small. They weren't going to play it small. They took that mentality that they were going to go big or go home, and failure was not something that stagnated them. Failure was something eventually they realized was necessary in their road to success. So I encourage all of you guys to just take some of these words to heart, allow them to plant the seed within you, kind of roll around with some of these different concepts and things that we talked about today and see how they apply to you. Because it's so important for all of us to live a life where we feel like we have meaning, where we're generating just a sense of purpose day in and day out. The disease that many people suffer from today has been manifested even from an emotional state, just a sense of just feeling as though you're not plugged into life. And going for your passion is just one surefire way to plug in and to live your life in full bloom. So again, thank you guys for honoring me with your time this morning. I want to encourage you guys to tell your friends about Transformation Tuesdays. It's a movement, and we all should be just encouraging others to start our day with a bloom and start living our life in full bloom because we all deserve it. I want to encourage you guys to leave your comments, or if you have questions, go to any of my social media sites or my website, drrosemolton@gmail.com is my email, and drrosemolton.com is my website. And again, by joining the mailing list, you automatically receive chapter one of my latest book, Bloom, Seven Steps of Personal Transformation, will be downloaded to you. So thank you, guys. Get out there. Have a great morning. Start connecting with your passion because you deserve it. And sooner or later, you'll wake up and realize, hey, I'm living my life in full bloom. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.